Okay, so I want to talk about Carpe. Like Ru, I originally got into the sugya. I was very excited about it because of the fascinating halacha maisa discussions, mostly in the Achronim, about cities and Zrayim and things like that. And like Ru, a funny thing happened on the way to the Chabura where I got distracted and you know, asuk in a very fundamental question, much earlier question, which is what were why were Chazal goes there at Carpe in the first place? So that's the yesod of their gzera. In what sense is it dom lishus harabim? So that's really what I want to discuss. Maybe at the end, for just a minute or two, a few nafkaminas that may relate to modern shaylos, but probably not. So I think next week Shaya wants to talk about schiras hashus, so that leaves Diamond to discuss the modern halacha maisa shaylos of Carpe to finish up the year. So what is a Carpe? Why the Chazal answer it? I don't think the Gemara says this anywhere, but Rashi on Sanhedrin Lain Amun Beis, he says with Chorah's Parsha, he says Michlef Brishos Harabim. Karpif is Michlef Brishos Harabim because there's no diurin. So it makes sense that any time we're going to have an Isser Tiltul Midra Banan, it's going to have something to do with some dimyon to Brishos Harabim. Otherwise, why would Chazal bother with it? There is no other Isser Tiltul Midaraisa that would lead Chazal to Aser. But what exactly about a Karpif is the chiluk? What about a Karpif would make one think that he's in a Shasram? Hooray, it's surrounded by mechitzos. I would think that once you have mechitzos, there's really nothing to worry about. So Rashi constantly always talks about the lack of diurin. It's really based on the Gemara and Shabbos, on Dav Zayin. Slashing the Gemara, it's here on the page. I don't have the Gemara here. Sorry, this is a different Gemara in Dav Zayin. The Gemara says, mechitza yelash mechusar is diurin. So it's the lack of dira. So one question, also an Erevin, also true. They are on self line. What about lacking dira? Is dom lishus harabim? That's one basic question that we need to discuss. One could suggest, it has been suggested by some, I won't say who, that it is just a gas b'nei adam type of thing that people associate rishus hayachid with living space, and therefore, if there's no living space, then people are not going to think they're in Rishus Riyachid, they're going to think they're in Rishus Harabim, they're going to come to make a mistake. It's not anything halachic, it's just like something in Da'at Panei Adam. I would like to explore if there's something more to it than that. The other critical t'nai of a karpev is the size, the shir. Beis Asayim, or Yosem Beis Asayim, really. What does that have to do with Rishus Harabim? Why Chazal Dafka goes around that space? And again, you could say, you know, just a large space. They chose some large space because anything smaller would be obvious, would be too onerous on people. But let's see what we can find. So the first thing is Dira. So in terms of a Tashmishe Dira, we have there's a very interesting article in Kol Tzvi from when the Kollelion did Hotzah by Rav Eliyahu Silverman, who's now in Gruss, who talks about a topic which has been raised a bunch of times from the beginning of the year until now, which is how Rishios are defined not only by structure but by usage. And he goes through many examples of that phenomenon, the most prominent being Asi Ram Vata Mechitzta, which is the usage of the Rishios defining it beyond their structure. I would add that beyond just usage, beyond just Asi Rabim, which is what Hiluch, we find, let's say, from the Rashba and the Ramban by Platya, that it's not just Hiluch, but usage itself. The Kviyas that they talk about, people sitting and doing business, creates a Chalos and a Rishus that overpowers, overcomes structure, as has been discussed. That's in the regards to Rishus Rabim. He also has many beautiful Rayas that this applies to Rosh HaSeyachid too. Rosh HaYachid, we commonly think of as a makom, which is Mugdar. Mugdal, Mechitzos, things like that. And that's really, the truth is, Rashi on Daf Vav and Shabbos, when he talks about, when the Gemara talks about karmelis, Rashi says, why is it a karmelis? Because it's not dome to, he says it's dome to Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have mechitzos. Which is interesting, because it seems like he's saying there that what defines a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is that it has mechitzos, which makes a lot of sense. But we find a lot, many indications that there's more to Rosh Hashanah than just mechitzos. The primary one in the Gemara, I would think, the most explicit in the Gemara, is actually Gemara in Erevin on Ayin Chesem at Aleph. I'm not going to go into so much, but the Gemara basically talks about an Amud with a Yosed sticking in the top. So normally speaking, an Amud, Rochav Dalid and Gvoa Asara is going to be a Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara says when you stick a Yosed in the top, so now you can't use it anymore. You have contracted the usage of the Amud. It's no longer Roy for Tashmish of Dalid al Dalid because this pin is getting in the way. Lashon Gemara is my time a lo mishtamish le. Sorry, that's actually not the one. Where is it? So yeah, lo mishtamish le. And then the Gemara talks about if you could put a daf on it, monach midi mishtamish, that the hishtamshus of this amud is critical for defining the shus hayachid. Moreover, we find in Rashi. In Shabbos, on Gimel and Beis, Rashi is—it's like the first time that the Karmelis really appears in Masechta Shabbos. So Rashi takes a moment to just step out of his perush and just say, "By the way, what is a Karmelis?" And he defines it as the first source on the sheet. Lashon Karmelis, Lashon Yaru Karmelo, She'in Elohim Luchtamid LeRabim. Voltash Mishus Shosayachas. Fascinating. Rashi defines both Rishuyos, Mishus Rabim and Mishus Yachas, more by their usage than by their structure. But what's critical is that for Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, we think of it as a place where people go. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a place where people do stuff. The fact that people do stuff there, the fact that it's Roy for such a thing, the fact that maybe even B'mitzias people do things there, is critical for the definition of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Beyond just Hishtamshus, and this is really where Karpiv comes in, we find the Musik of Dira itself. The Musik of Dira itself is also seen as something which defines Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And this comes from the same Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin. Not the same Gemara, we didn't talk about it yet. Same as another later coming up Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin Amud Aleph talks about, this is in the second source on the sheet, like the middle of it. The Gemara is talking about Karmelis, is it Tofis Adasar? We'll come back to that, Mr. Shem. But in the middle, the Gemara brings a memra of Rav. V'hamer of Gidol, Amar of Chia, by Yosef Amar Rav. V'ayis she'ein besocho asara, v'kiruyo mashlimo asara. So you have a house, or really, let's just say an amud, which is easier to picture, some sort of canister, a large garbage can of sorts, which is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide. But it's the 10 tvachim, the top tefach, or whatever, is filled in. It's thick. The cover of the garbage can, let's say, is a tefach thick, and then there's 9 tefachim of airspace. So it says the Gemara, Al gago mocha letalto bekulo, besocho im entalten bel with el entalten amos. So the top of the garbage can is a shesayachid. It's a classic amud, shekva asar, rechava dalet. But inside of it is an iser total. So what's the chisaron of this area? Is that it's lacking 10 tefachim. So Rashi there comments, Ela ba'arba, dechevim dol gavo ha-mechitza asar ha-havi karmelis. So since the mechitza is at least on the inside, lagabe the top of the amur, the mechitzos are asar tefachim, so it's a shesayachid, but lagabe the inside, where it's not 10 tefachim tall, it's neither like a karmelis. It's just a shear of 10. Shear in halachom shmisinai, mechitza halachom shmisinai. He doesn't really tell us anymore. Rabbi Nuchananel there, the Gemara repeats the quotes of the memra again. So he comments, "Besochay metalten ba'el mudalah. Most my taima, kaven lo chazi ledira ina mechitzas mo'ilos." That we find here a chiddush in Rabbi Nuchananel that dira is something which is critical for creating rishus hayachid with pashtus deraisa. There is a question whether this Gemara is speaking out of nafkamina deraisa derabanan, the Be'er Halacha. In Shinun Ches, is mistapek, and he brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara chose the less obvious nafkamina. The Gemara says, "A metalton bo ella dal ramos." Right? The Gemara didn't say, you know, hazoik hasocho chayav. You could say that no, the Gemara didn't choose that because we're talking about something which is sealed on the top. But let's say it had a window, but that's a suffix, especially considering the lashon of the Gemara. However, mistimas rishonim, there are some rishonim are furish that's the raisa. Tosos harashim gittin tesvam beis and furish that's the raisa. It seems from Rashi who says havi karmelis, that's not a shesayachid. It seems from Tosos in Erevin that Daftari quotes this Gemara in his discussion about Gagin. Seems he's assuming it's the raisa. Mistimas dvarav, I would think. Mistimas divrei shall be shown him. It would seem to me it's the raisa. Rabbi Packer showed me other Rabbeinu Chananels, which are certainly the raisa, which seem to be l'shitaso in this regard about the requirement of dira in rishus hayachid. But so if you take this Rabbeinu Chananel for what he seems to be saying, then dira is a requirement deraisa. It's part of the definition of rishus hayachid. So now we can understand the Chazal would be goes in a karmelis. Now we understand karpef. I apologize. We understand a little bit where the gzer of karpef is coming from. Dira is not just some das bnei adam, something that people associate with a rishus hayachid. There's something about a rishus hayachid that it has to be roi l'dira. And Chazal just go a little further and require some you know heightened requirements, some tighter rules of what constitutes dira, or maybe it's not just that it's available for dira, but that it actually has dira, something along those lines. It really comes back to a deraisa concept of dira and shesayachid. This musig of dira also, we see it also in Daat Vav, and this also I have to thank Rabbi Packer for. The Gemara in Daat Vav in Shabbos, when it has the braisa which delineates the Daat Rishuyos, so it doesn't give us the obvious examples of a rishus hayachid. The two examples of rishus hayachid are geder and acharetz, which are just you know strange. You know why we didn't say house, even a chatzer. So the Ritva there says that we want to teach chidushim. Obviously, a bias is going to be considered rishus hayachid, and even a geder and acharetz. The Pnei Yoshua just explicates a little more. And he talks about Dira. Yeah.
Are you learning this that it's like a nine or shayachid that's because of the Dira? Or that if you have mchitzos that are there with shame Dira and they don't accomplish or you know cause the Dira, that's like a raise on the mchitzos and we have to discount them?
So you're suggesting that you could have two types of shayachid, at least. I mean, multiple types of shayachid.
It's not even the shayachid.
He's saying whatever purpose you want.
It'll have the same effect on the carpet, though. Either way, the carpet can understand the gazera of the carpet. It's either not good for the or it's not good for the mechitzos. Not good for the mechitzos.
Would this apply to other types of mechitzos? Meaning, I think what Grant is saying is that the mechitzos here, the purpose is creator shesay yachid. So you're saying maybe it's a din of mechitzos.
Okay, these mechitzos work definitely for the roof, right? Where it looks like the carpet.
Right.
Basically, with respect to the enclosure within the bias, so we can't view these as mechitzos for this area,
right. So I'm saying l'chora Rabbeinu Chananel will tell you that there's at least two standards of shesay yachid. Meaning when with an amud, we don't mind that there's open air because we say, well, you have the mechitzos that are beneath them, right? But for the standard of Rishus HaYachid, which is enclosed, so we're not going to suffice it. It needs to be, there's airspace of yud, yeah. So when I'm just wondering, when you say, is it a din of mechitzos, would this apply outside of Rishus HaShabbos?
Right, maybe.
I think aren't you saying that when the mechitzas are made for dira and they don't accomplish that goal, so then I thought we were saying there's not a din that you need because of the dira, as it's not either which is a yachid or a mechitzas. if you have a Rosh Hashanah and Mechitzas on the Shem Dira and they fall short, so then in that particular case, that's not
yeah.
a Mechitzas. So then it would be a very local din in particular Mechitzas, not a general Mechitzas and not in the Rosh Hashanah.
So it would be a broader principle that mechitzos always need to be for the purpose that you assign
correct.
Them for. So it's not just ira, it's really...
The integrity of mechitzos are defined by what their particular purpose mm-hmm. is. Reyes and mechitzos that don't accomplish the goal that is
you...
These mechitzos don't accomplish whatever it is they're set out for.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
right. I'm not sure I hear the deal. I hear that it could be an option. I'm not sure that the deal is mashal one way more than the other.
Maybe it matters.
It just doesn't meet the time of Shusayaki okay, because you need Dira. Like, if you think it's cute, there are no machitas here.
For that. That could be even when it dies for sure.
Right.
It's Kibir Chisar machitza, whether or not you're adding another Chiddush, not always getting machitza, it's only when that was the intended goal.
No, but he's saying that therefore, if this is not a raya, that there's no.
No, that I understand. So the deal of the focus on machitzos, that doesn't necessarily point in that direction. Because you can, you can say it's a general din of Rosh Hashanah regarding the machitzos of Rosh Hashanah. And yet, it makes them a focus on machitzos and lashon.
Right.
Could still be going in Dani's direction.
Meaning that the requirement is dira, the manifestation would be that the machitzos are not.
Yeah, maybe it matters. You started off by saying you were trying to illustrate the case. Instead of saying it's bayis shein b'tocho asara, but you were mashna b'asara. While Gagamutu was saying it's more like, oh, it's like a look at it like an almond, right?
Right.
So maybe that's the point. Meaning, if it really was if it's really interchangeable with an almond, then it sounds like it's a more general principle. That if you don't have mechitas arayu dira, then that's a chisara. But the case of the Gemara really is
a bias.
A bias. I think that's where your comment comes from. This is a bias, you know, and it doesn't qualify mechitzas wise as a bias.
So that should lead to even the top not being.
Well, not necessarily, because maybe the top part.
I mean, if the mechitzas are
a bias from the, you don't look at a bias. You know, a bias is by definition. I mean, from the inside. On the outside, maybe we look at it as like an amud.
Mm-hmm.
So as an amud, it's fine, but because that doesn't need mechitzas.
And the fact that you wanted to make it a bias,
correct?
Only hurts you inside the bias, but not meaning
right. Because in general, you don't look at the dira of a bias on the outside, right?
Right.
So then that's in the dream language of the Gemara. It's bias hamakura.
It seems from Chazal that the gang is like part of the.
Right, the saying so. But when you have a house that's on the inside, that's a house on the inside.
Right.
So then it's easy to say that the gang is an extension of it. We're saying in this particular case, what you might want to say, if you want to take that line, that the inside walls fall short for bias, and therefore all that's left is kind of an
mm-hmm.
And therefore, as an amud, it's fine. Not just because that's an issue in the sugya there. All right, how can something be mechitzas on the top and not on the bottom? So you could say that that's a pshat of Gemara, or you could say no because the idea of roi ludira the chisaron is only a chisaron from the bias.
When you're trying to get the bias.
Maybe.
Another support for the contention that the problem with, I guess, with the carpet would be that there's something wrong with. As opposed to the Rosh Hashanah looking less like a Rosh Hashanah Yafet, and this other one of the pieces of Rashi, when he discusses the Shir of the Messiah that was given, so why Mechitzah Shanasas Me'elov, when the Gemara thinks that there's a problem that Mechitzah Shanasas Me'elov are not Mechitzos, and also when Rashi discusses Pasi Biros, Lefi, Shivas Rabbi Yehuda, it says you can't make it more than the Beis Hasayim. Rashi says in both places that the Shir Beis Hasayim is the Shir that Chazal always give for things that are not
Tukan, Kotsarkan.
Properly, yeah. And Rashi includes within that if the Mechitzas were Shasi and not Eir,
mm-hmm.
And so all of those Mechitzas and Shanas and Eilei and Lothar, it's not a problem in the Tashmish of that problem. The problem is the Mechitzas weren't made by man, and the problem with Pasaviros, so Rashi learns that Pasaviros were
right. The walls, it's not a chisar, and it's not the tashmish of the makom.
Right.
And actually saying it's the same thing as what they did by carpet.
So I don't know if that means that the first chisarin, I mean,
before what comes out,
I don't know if that means that the first chisarin was in the mechitzos, or that the chisarin is the rishos, and mimelo the hekef around it. The hekef around it is not metuvin kol tarka. His lashon on tesvav. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really in Rashi as opposed to any other Rishon here. This is Rabbi Hanano.
You're just discussing Rabbi Hanano, but I'm just in point of what Itamar was saying about Rabbi Hanano, that maybe the problem is the mechitzos don't accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Right. So lacking Dira is another way of the mechitzos not accomplishing what they're supposed to accomplish. Okay. Yeah.
Rashi seems to also think that it's a
right. So that would show you that it's not that even though you're not trying to create a bias, lacking. Well, that's that may never be dira, but it's just ishtamshos.
Then it would be a chodesh.
Well, the question again: if the principle is not accomplishing the goal of your mechitzos, so it doesn't have to be dira, could be other things.
Right.
Why are you building this kaveris? Any toch that you're you have to look for that.
If it's
a more universal thing, then you don't have to address it to those cases. I'm saying if you did, it isn't zero per se. The suggestion isn't zero per se. It's the objective of that particular pizza, according to its own standards. So you have to look in each case whether it does that. Anything that's, I guess, inside oriented is going to have. Inside oriented because of Dira, or inside oriented for other reasons, may have. I don't know. I don't know whether I have to process the case.
I think I understood Itamar's question very well.
The credit to the questioner.
The credit to the Friday and the morning person who said the question. You mentioned something about there being two types of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then I think Reverzin's wife was mentioning that, like, there's, if you intend it to be a bias, Masha Inkin, like, I think this is, if I understood Rabbi Packer's objection correctly, that maybe can't we just say that Rabbi Hanal is saying that there's the din of Asara, of a Kual Asara in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is a din in Tashmish Dira, as opposed to whether you're trying to make it into a bias or a Sfina or a trash can or whatever, and then an Omud. Mela has a Kalal Asara because there's nothing on top of it. Again, I just asked two things, but...
What's the question?
So again, the first thing is, what did you mean that there are two types of Rosh Hashanah?
Okay.
Let's start with that.
Meaning that I was understanding Itamar is suggesting that this is what Rosa meant to say also, that there's more than one type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and if you're trying to create one type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we'll give you certain standards. If you're trying to create another type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you'll have different standards.
I thought Itamar was saying, and if he's not saying, maybe perhaps now I can be saying it, but that is just, are there two Tanayim in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, just as, like, Mashal, let's say you need for Rosh Hashanah Rabin, then let's say you need Tes Zayin Amla, and you need to have Tanayim, the two of them aren't necessarily related to each other. So is it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid that I need to have mechitzos and it needs to be Roy the Dira, Tashmish Dira, two separate Tanayim? Or is it that there's actually the mechitzos need to be mechitzos that themselves are Roy, or that make the area Roy, or something like that to Tashmish Dira? I think that was what Mechitzos was saying. Is that correct?
I think it's clear from at least the Gemara and Erevin and Ayin Ches that aside from requirements having to do with shir of asara and dalid, or at least asara, there's something else called hishtamshus, which is, you know, either for creating dalid or as its own.
So it's a separate tonight. So I understood this. The question
I was trying to suggest that beyond that there's something called dira, which is necessary. Itamar was trying to limit that to certain cases, and to also say that it's the tnai in the mechitzos and not in the rishos as a whole.
None of this necessarily means that there are two types of rishos yachid.
I don't think anybody's saying that there's two types of rishos.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that
different standard. I think maybe just different standards.
Saying practically, I think what's being said is not so complicated. Is that practically, I think there are two perspectives. One is what Donnie's trying to show in Rabbi Nachmanel, which is that the factor of Dira, right, isn't just a din of Hishtamshus, there's a particular factor of Dira which is associated with Rishus Hayak. Correct? That's what you want here. And the fact that Rabbi Nachmanel says that these walls are lacking on the inside because of Dira, an indication that Dira is a Tnai, a Hagdara, whatever you want to say, of either the walls or of the Rishus, but does, I don't think that makes a difference at the moment. But it's a condition in Rishus Hayach. And I think what Itamar was just raising was maybe there's no din of Dira at all. Maybe Dira is just an example for not different type of Rishus Hayach per se, like two categories, not like Reb Chaim with Rishus Hayach and Olam Rakiyas or Ramban actually. Not that. What he's saying was there's no din perhaps of Dira as a tnai, either in the Rishus or in the Mechitza. There's a din that if you create Mechitza for a particular Rishus Hayachid, not different types of Rishus Hayachids in halakhic categories, but different scenarios or cases of Rishus Hayachid, then the Mechitzos should be held to the effectiveness based on their objective. So if you're building a bias, or primarily we're looking at this Rishus Hayachid as a bias, practically, then the mechitzos should reflect that, and if they don't, then the chisaron isn't the factor of dira in rishus hayachid as a hagdara of hishtamshus or whatever. It's just that you've fallen short of this particular practical application of rishus hayachid. So those are—it's not two dinim in rishus hayachid as categories. Just there are different types of rishus hayachids, and you're going to measure the effectiveness of the law.
So I'm not—I mean, that wasn't how I understood it tomorrow, but if that's what he. I understand that that's what Rebbe is saying. That means now there's a category called a bias.
It's not a category, it's a case. If you're building at the mechitzas of a house, then that's what you're doing.
What categorizes something as a house as opposed to a shed or as opposed to...
There could be gray areas, we could discuss that. That's something that could be discussed. But as opposed to an amud, let's say, and so on, there's still a different, you could say what's the, line, which differentiates things that, are house-like, or on the borders of a house before they become something else, just like we were discussing a second ago, what would the roof really be, right?
Trying to read perhaps a bit too much into what little information we have here. That to say that there is, like, that if I build a, as Rami Packer said, that we have all sorts of other cases like Kaveras, that we see that you do need a Kalalasar,
right,
regardless of whether you,
the
Kaveras is not
saying.
Built as a bias.
That's the discussion.
Okay.
What Eliran was saying, I mean, Rashi's Lashon, we can quibble at it, but Rashi's Lashon, for example, in Tesla Metal, again, Dani isn't necessarily in Rashi, but Rashi does say that on Tesla Metal, Metal to Limbo, Imhaya Hakevo Yosu Mesa Sion, Utzer, and the Shears that Nuskin Kham Lafo Haka the Masuka, and the Ana Masuka and Kult Sarko. So the Hakek, there is a Chisaron in the Tikkun of the Hakek, the Gomen Lahitza Shambo Shesi, the Arab, the High Pirka, Laha Hakek. And then he continues with his Nasus Melee. So it sounds like Rashi is saying that there is a the way that that's just the getter that Chazal expressed the Isser Tiltul as that they were Machia and Mechitzos, or it could be that there actually is a Isarim in the Mechitza, that a Mechitza that is not made for Gira and that happens to include a space that's too large, that that actually is a Shvach Mechitza.
Cause and effect. Cause or effect.
Yes.
Okay, I'm one part in Rashi, I think it's interesting, I don't know, have a shot in it. I think it's interesting just that Rashi switches from Mechitza She'in Ba'Shesev Erev to Hekev Shel Hukav Dira as opposed to Mechitza Shel Hukav Dira. Interesting thing. But I don't think that really affects one way or another. You guys can fight it out, I guess, after the fact. One other... Okay, you're good. Asvaya So I just one other interesting thing is the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, when again the Gemara says that the Gemara seems to say the archetypal Rishus HaYachid is a Geder or Charetz, and it doesn't go for the easy case of a bias. So the Ritter says, because that's obvious, one Tishkei Yushim, the Pnei Yeshua just is a little more, which I found very interesting. On the second line here, nearly to hadol hallo itzrich lashmi inon. You don't need to tell me a bias. To ha ikir hotza dechsiv beoraita bekrad ayet ishme mekomo umikrad deviavir kova machane. To tapiku mishasiyachet dirchu. Right, the lashon of the Gemara is to tapiku mishasiyachet dirchu. Ayer mistam chay gavna b'makom dira mamish. Meaning he's learning the psukim. Obviously, when the psukim talk about mekomo shel adam, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't take from your makom to the Mishkan. Obviously, that's the Makom Dira Mamish. Like the Rishus HaYachad, Akos of Bikra of sorts, is the Makom Dira. Misham Hachi lo itzrich lemisni, el hanach dektan shesh bem chedesh. Again, he's not saying that Dira is a requirement. Okay, he's saying, that's why we tell me the case of a Geder, where you can't live on a Geder. But what he is saying is that the Rishus HaYachad, Akos of Bikra, which doesn't need to be mentioned in Shas, in that Brisa at least, is the Makom Dira Mamish. I just thought that was a very interesting thing. So that's about Dira. The other major quality of the Karpef, the one which stands out, is the size. The Shear of Beis Asayim, which has been mentioned, comes from the... It's true for other dinim as well. The Tur in Shin Nun Ches is very interesting. The Tur has this very long Hakdama, which he sometimes does, because the whole long time about everything in Shabbos comes from the Mishkan, and that's why the Shear of Karpef is derived from the Mishkan. So it was not clear what does that mean. It's coming from the Gemara. The Gemara on Chaf Gimel Beis says that the Shear of Beis Asayim comes from the Mishkan. But what does that Blima teach me? Because the Mishkan was this big, therefore, Karpef is everything beyond that. If you really want to aser everything beyond the Mishkan, so then aser it. And if the problem is really the Dira, so then make a Gzera that every Rishus HaYachad, Mikra Abanan at least, needs to have Dira in it. Where does the Shear Beis Asayim make a difference? So the Divrei Malkiel, actually, Ru quoted the Tshuva of Divrei Malkiel, it's not on the sheet, he's coming to his major goal there is to say that. Again, this is the halachah ma'isa aspect, that if you had zra'im and then you were makif for them, then they're fine. But in the course of the tshuva, he discusses this question. He says, what are we learning b'chal from the Mishkan? And his first teretz is that it's based on the taz ha'yadua. He says, really, Chazal want to aser every case where there's no dira. That's what they want to do. Chazal saw that dira was very critical, suggesting a ke'in d'raisa, and they therefore really want to be gozer. The problem is the Taz says you can't ask for something which is mefurish in the pasuk. So we have psukim which says that the Mishkan was this big. We know they were carrying in the Mishkan on Shabbos. I guess there's no. We don't find some heter of even for hotzah in the Mishkan. So meila must be that Chazal could only gozer beyond Beis Asayim. That's really the limud on Chaf Gimel Beis is really to tell me that. But according to that, everything really comes back to Dira. There's no other... Beis Asayim is not an essential quality of a Karpef. It's just a limitation on Chazal's koach to be gozer. It's not an expression of what Chazal was trying to accomplish. There's an alternative. The alternative, the Rebbe Makil suggests it, really derech agav. It's like in brackets, like Odi Yesh Lomar. It seems like his Rekha Mahalach is really the Taz. But if you look in Rabbi Yehonasan, he basically says what's already what David Matil suggests. It's on Vav Amud Aleph in Daf Yom Riv. So this, he's commenting on the Mishnah on at the beginning of second parak. Amul Chachamim lo Amul Chachamim ze Hashir shall base asayim el beginah v'karpev shem dvarim shall hukful l'dira el me'eleya nasu mechitzosayen tehasam hu do mahani yosim b'sasayim mishum do l'ratzu chazal l'hakel b'davar shem mechitzos nasu me'elehen aval b'pasi b'iroz shenasu hadyumdin v'apshutin aydei ben adam dinu sheyehene afilu b'yosim b'sasayim. It's a very strange thing he says. The implication of Rabbi Yehonasan is that when you have a gin and a karpef, that is the same as the mechitzos just sprouting up on their own. The mechitzos are just mainly that's the definition of a gin and karpef, as opposed to pasbiros, somebody put them up. Somebody went ahead and actually built the mechitza. And then he says again, in the alternative, a deer, sheyesh lo mechitzos, ubayis besuch leroa, again, that's Rabbi Yehonasan's chiddush. That people talk about that the deer, the heter is because there's actually a guardhouse in there. Shemona halcha b'inyan ze afu yesh lahen baruch yosem michamisha kurin, could be as big as you want. Dinu shemutal talta b'hem kol mashiyu sesharei nasa alidev an adam v'ukaf l'dira. They were made by a person. The ikker, it seems, the ikker is they made by a person, and he throws in derech agav. By the way, they're also mukaf l'dira. There's an association between lo hukaf l'dira and me'elehen. Versus Nasa Agdeben Adam v'Hukaf Adira. Those two seem to go hand in hand. Lefizeh lechora, it would emerge that the Shir Beis Asayim is, as put it, is part of the motivation of Chazal. Chazal were being gozer, not just about Dira. They're also worried about things which were Me'elehen. How's that relate to Beis Asayim? It doesn't make any sense. Right, I was thinking that the Shir Beis Asayim is an expression of Chazal. It's not just a limitation from the Taz, let's say. All he's really saying is that it's a little chiddush, but what he's saying is that Nasis Me'elehen is an intrinsic part of the Gzeira. Okay, I'm not sure how this relates to the Beis Asayim.
I think that's.
Yeah.
Is that if it's what's problem that's in there?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
So maybe it's you have an area that's either so big or not so many land, going back to that other way of looking at the Dasmal, it's so big, you're not really missing out, so you go and to that area, so it's like, oh, you relate to it like the Shonas of other places.
Right. So I like that mahalach. I want to say it. I just don't. I didn't. I thought it was in Rabbi Yehonasan. I don't know why. I guess I thought it was in Rabbi Yehonasan, but I do want to say that. Just I don't see a hechach for Rabbi Yehonasan. The reason, just to speak out that mahalach, is the connection between Nasis Me'elein and the Shir Beis Asayim. This is something that Rav Shechter is very fond of. The Shechter likes to say about himself that somebody pointed out to him, I don't know, he didn't realize beforehand, that like the most important thing in his Sarim is the idea of Kol V'Takan Rabbanan, Kein D'Oraisa Takan. He points out in his article in RJJ, and I think in his Shiurim here, when he talks about Irvin, that the idea of a Karpev comes from Tosos. The Tosos, it's not really the first in Tosos, but Tosos HaRash at least, says on Chav Beis Amud Beis, right, they ask the question, the Gemara, how could it be that, you know, Suma de Tzur counts as a mechitza, and the sea walls, and the mountains, and everything. So Tosos is interesting. First, he kind of goes down the route of Karpev, says, maybe Hukaf Hadira. No, clearly Hukaf Hadira is not relevant midoraisa. So says Tosafot Rosh Hashem, b'mechitza she'ina su'bidei Adam b'hekef gadol kazeh Afilu Rabbanon Modu the Asir Ram Vata Mechitzta. But Tosafot Rosh says that maybe if you have a very large area, Dafka, in such a place, you might even, I'm not sure it's true at all, but you might even want to suggest in Tosafot Rosh that he brought up the sugya of Karpeh. Maybe Dafka, when it's lacking Diyur, and it's so big, and there's not to be the Adam, all three of them together, that's when you'd have a Asi Rabim on these national mechitzos. Right. Yeah, and Achaim, the connection is not that Karpeth is this case.
No, but even the key in the race, it's not like...
Just the shear.
How do you know that's the shear?
So the Tosafot Rosh doesn't say what the shear, what is the heck of the Gadol? Some Achronim, including the Chazon Ish, suggest that, yes, based on sign. Chazon Ish is, Salam Aramco is actually wrong. It's not... I'll only very slightly. Kuf Ches Yud Aleph. Kuf Ches Yud Aleph. Like if you looked in Kuf Ches Yud and really tried, you would find it. Rav Schechter quotes this in his Maimer in RJJ. According to this, so then the what Chazal were being gozer on was that there's a musik of Rishus Rabin Del Raisa, even when you have mechitzos, when those mechitzos aren't purposefully constructed, meaning the chiluk is nasis ben adam versus nasis b'dei shamayim. So it's kind of like how we have legabe lechid homi me'elav. The Gemara is dawning on, is that true for mechitza? Well, the Gemara says no, obviously not for mechitza. Everyone's masking, but according to the Knesset Yecheskel Chazon Ish, that's only true up to beis asayim. Beyond that, not necessarily mechitza homi me'elav. Again, Omen Me'elav in the Gemara there is more like a Karpef type of Omen Me'elav. I mean, it's not just a natural Mechitza. It's Omen Me'elav in the sense that you weren't Somechan. But if it's purely just a natural Mechitza, so then they're saying that that's a Chisar. Part of what has to create part of what's susceptible to Rishus HaRabim is when human input wasn't sufficiently purposeful. Then Karpef, sorry, when there was no human input at all, Karpef is a derabanan where we require not just that people put it up, but that it's purposeful. And that's really the lashon of Rabbi Honosin, that we equate a mechitza which was put up for a non-tashish ben anav use, like it's just there. You know, you have a pardes, so you don't want people to steal your esrogin, so you put up a mechitza to keep them out. It wasn't put up for purposefully to use the area. It's not meant to define the area in any positive, constructive way. So that is ki'ilu omid me'ela. That's ki'ilu like a natural mechitza. I really thought Rabbi Anderson was, I think he's really, you know, I think it works very, very nicely with his Tos HaRosh. Within the Tos HaRosh, if Rabbi Anderson is really related to Tos HaRosh, which I thought until that 5 minutes ago, I was convinced of. I convinced myself of, I should say. So that if that's true, then the shear also becomes part of the shear of Beis Asayim is part of the expression. Dehainu, up until Beis Asayim, we don't see any chisar in such mechitzos. They're not the dimin Rishus HaRabim doesn't exist, because in Tos HaRosh, the shear of Hekev Gadol is part and parcel of the issue. It's not just, you know, Nasos Bidei Adam. It's also the fact that it's a certain size.
Are you saying that when you have mechitzos, are you saying that you need mechitzos to be magda the makom, or are you saying something different than that, more than that, or different than that?
I wouldn't. Magda the makom meaning not like
not
being goaded.
Mechitzos, but it's not what they physically, accomplish in terms of limiting access to the space or whatever.
Right, it's more the purpose that you assign to the space.
Right, but maybe the reason for that is because what you need for mechitzos to be is to be magdi or the rishos, just like, and that can express itself in all sorts of very interesting ways. Again, even if you say that that's a shot of Olav or Akia, that is based on being magdi or the makom. So the point may be that that's always something In other words, you can have the mitzios of mechitzos, but they're not magda the makom if they don't play a certain kind of role. So anytime you intentionally, purposively create mechitzos, it by definition is magda the makom, because you established that area and that boundary. You're the one who decided, you know, how to cordon off or to define that area. But if you don't, so then maybe beis hasayin becomes important, because that dictates whether or not, if there's, you know, just empty rishus, nothing of which is being done, so then that part is unaffected or not mitzurah to the mechitzas that are there. So you can't say the mechitzas are magdir that makom,
because
the equivalent of a whole machina, whatever, you know, is just, it just happens to, that's what dictates that it happens to be there, as opposed to being magdir the makom. But if you're using
It eludes your ability to. You're trying to be magdir, but it's just.
Or in the, when you're not trying in this case. But if you tried consciously, it was, you know, create. Again, I'm not talking about the karpis drabanat, but I'm saying the hekev gadol. The point is that it's a hekev gadol, so it's just a coincidence. It's not magdir the makom. It's there. If there was not enough of empty spaces there, then by virtue of the fact that there's a certain critical limited space which, you know, in which you bump into those walls, that makes it being magda the makom. Because I'm trying to find the, like, maybe the common denominator
between pachos beis hasayim and yosem.
Correct.
Right.
Between pachos beis hasayim and hekef al yidei adam, you know, and so on.
I mean, with pachos beis hasayim, it's mugdard by its size, in a sense?
By definition, correct.
And Yosef Isazayim requires more human input to
define that the mechitzos in this case are not just present,
mm-hmm.
but that they're magdir the makom. And that's the key. We should say, okay, then they're all the mechitzos. I mean, magdir the makom. But if you have a hekev gadol, and that's why the factor of also rabim, you know, maybe part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, maybe if you don't have asi rabim, so then it's magda the makom because people don't go through it. So that also is a way of being magda. So what's mitzare if these mechitzos are
right.
makom as opposed to the simple fact that they are present?
Right.
And then in the drabanan, that's what karfef is even if it is, you know, something you didn't intention. Nonetheless.
We ratchet up the standards.
Right.
Yeah.
What exactly
are
we learning from Mishkan?
Or are we learning from Mishkan?
Mishkan
teaches you what? Yeah, no, it's not coming. How did the Knesset Yechezkel and the Chazon Ish connect the Mishkan to Tos HaRash? That's your question. Yeah. So with their learning that for the Tos HaRash and Tosos, the Mishkan is like the standard shear of a large area. I don't know. I'm not sure how they learn the Gemara and Chof Gimel.
If we could have done bigger, they would have done bigger. The Yisod is just we bury, no, they have a Pesach, but maybe here too. We bury a Kohen for the Mikdash, one bigger bracken. What? A Fakarit, but that's why. Why does the Sukkim only give that much? Obviously, it's better to have a more broad, more expensive Mishkan. But if the mechitzos are no longer shaykh,
why
do they
have to?
Say,
the pesach was
that. Okay, so correct. It's a jump. Okay, aim that jump. Once you have that idea, the more it's, I think, even more important than a pesach, that the more space that could be set aside for the Mishkan, as long as it can still be connected to the center, as long as it can still be connected to the arm between the kedusha, you know. You want less than you want. I'm saying at least in terms of the chutzner, that it was actually expensive. The chutzner wasn't purposeful, right? The back of the chutzner was simply expensive, no? I think it's a chazanish. It's not the thing.
Maybe the riff has a lashon.
Yeah.
On the first paragraph, it's from a chassid era, which is lawyer. So the lashon was, what's for the mess? Now what it is for me. This is a saying that Misham Shishim HaMishayim HaMishayim the fact that the Torah calls it Chotzer means that Chotzer is a unified area surrounded by wall.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily seem as the Taz, meaning it's the same direction.
Very different from the Taz. It's definitional.
It was mutter because
I mean, the positive definition of an area of mukaf of that size.
Right. That's mitzurah to itself. That's mukdar by its surrounding.
Right. And you know, chatzar is used in the Gemara as like the archetype of what's not a carpet. Right? Torah's chatzar. I'm just saying, but that would be the connection back to here. Meaning, midiraisa would be from there. There's a Muslim midiraisa called chatzar, which is a makom mugdar, even up to that space, where, and Tos HaRash is. And according to Chazon Ish, we're going to derive from there that up to that point, any hekev will define that space as a chatzar, as a shasei yachid. Beyond that space, it's not obvious. It's not for sure. It's not definitional.
And to apply in the other application basis, I would say that's like a chassis related chassis. So is that just borrowed off of this, or is that borrowed off of the base society of Karpif, or is that what makes it unsurrounded by walls, what makes the walls become, the wall is there, the wall's not here, it's there. What makes this be considered blocked by the wall is that there's the yachas between what's in the air and inside. So that may require people, things there, to protect the people, the things that they don't relate to the wall.
Right.
Consciousness.
Similar to what Ru is saying, that like the people relate to from the other mouth, the people relate to it as well.
That's what Nas Melehem is. They can't remember Nas Melehem because they have no.
It's a tree falling in a forest. There's no one to associate to give a halos to those walls.
Right.
I think one thing which I think is good for me to understand is the focus is on the asiyas mechitzos. It's not just this like definition of a reshus. Is there dira or not dira? Dira seems to be more tangential. It's really the asiyas mechitzos, are they meilein or not? Which is not, I don't think it's necessarily something obvious from the Gemara. The Gemara brings up at least the concept of like pasach, sof hukaf, hukaf, sof pasach is kind of like, it's a little bit more derech agav in the Gemara. After discussing the standards of dira, the Gemara says, "Oh, by the way, if you have hukov sof pasach, so then you need to do the following tikkunim." And the Achronim even discuss if that's really true for all types of karpev, for all types of reshuyos. Are there reshuyos where you don't need hukov sof pasach, where you don't need pasach sof hukov? If the focus is always on asiyas mechitzos, then and really the point of the gzer of karpev is to ensure like a purposefulness to the mechitzos, so then I'm not sure if that would follow to the Achronim who suggest that you know not all karpefos require you know let's say pasach so forth. I'll come back to that. So I just want to note for a moment or two the idea that a karpef could be midaraisa. So we find the Rav Huna Bar Chinan already in Amoraim, seems to treat Karpif as Midaraisa. And there's a, right, Yukiva Eger, Ru spoke about, Yukiva Eger is Mitzayin, I think Ru is quoting Mordechai, Yukiva Eger is Mitzayin, two Rashis that imply at least the Nafkamina of Karpif being Midaraisa. Dainu that Midaraisa is not Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And I have to thank Diamond for pointing out a third Rashi on Zion Amar Aleph, which Rabbi Kiv Eger didn't note, which could be because Rabbi Kiv Eger assumed that if you're learning Zion Amar Aleph and you see the Golan Hashas, then you'll see that Rashi too. Meaning, he was writing it for himself, so when he learned Zion Amar Aleph, he wrote down, like, oh, I am the Rashi of Lakaman. He didn't need to write like Rashi on the bottom of the page. So I don't think that this Rashi eluded Rabbi Kiv Eger. I think he knew this Rashi too. So in addition to Diamond, who has a very beautiful thing to say about this Rashi, I found Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who the Olam should know is a big London, a huge London. He has a beautiful mimer on Rashi. I don't know. Oh, it's on the page. Sorry. So what does Rashi say? So the Gemara that we quoted before, when it brought up the sugya of Baishe in Telcha Asara, the Kiruya Mashlima La'Asara, it was in the context of a discussion of how high up does a Carmelist go. So the Gemara had said that it's only Tofes Ad Asara, and that was the challenge from this case of Baishe in Telcha Asara. And the Gemara says, Elamai v'Tofes Ad Asara, the Ad Asara would have a Carmelist, Lamal me'Asara Tfachim, it'll have a Carmelist. That Carmelis only goes up that high. So Rashi there comments, the Arasar or Havi Carmelis, Avir shall bika, O shall yama shall karpe, if yes, abes asayim, tofe es eshemo, Arasara. So Rashi enlisting, you know, what types of Carmelios are we talking about? So it's a bika, or yama, or karpe. Okay, so karpe, we know, is at least a Carmelis midrabbana, shavika Carmelis, maybe like Ru spoke about. Avalamame asara, Ain shem karmelis al aviro, but davar shein musuyam. Kegon pnei levein pnei kosa ukalat mina avil mal me'asara. Muter lahotzi lechanchil misham leshosar yachar leshosar avin. So Rashi says you can be mosi from lamal me'asara. It's a makom tour. So you can be mosi to either one shosar yachar or shosar avin. So the achornim go wild on Rashi that Rashi here includes karpev in the list of places where you can take from lamal me'asara. And be mosi toshos rabin, right? So if karpev is only a dinder abanan, that really it's a dinder aiser toshos ayachid, and the abanan aser tiltol. So then, how could it be that you can be mosi toshos rabin? How could it be? So some say it's archein, some say he only meant the first two, the bik and the yam, and not the karpev. Diamond was suggesting something, and Rav Pinkus also very, very, very similar. Mahalach, I know this is in the Raisa. You can find Rav Pinkus, it's in a journal called Bikurei Eretz HaNegev. Basically, I'll tell you my secret, if you search on Osa Chachma for the words in the Smashi, then you'll find one of the few hits is this journal where he published this Mahalach. But basically, what he says is that a karpev. Rashi, certainly, the Gemara says in the first, if you're Zorik from Rosh Hashanah to a Karpe, so you're Chayef Chatas. It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Mukav Mechitzos. What it's Chaser, he says, is in the quality of Rosh Hashanah. This comes back to, you know, are there Rosh Hashanah which don't have the quality of Ola Adler Rekia, which was spoken about in previous Chaburas. And what he says is that, yes, this is a place where this place has Mechitzos. The mechitzos block it off. Yes, that is true. But what he calls Torah's Rishus HaYachid, but I'll say a certain quality of Rishus HaYachid, which leads to Ola Adler Rekia, it doesn't have. And that's why the Nafkamina here is Dafka Lamal Me'asara. Rashi doesn't mean that it's a Carmelis even within its mechitzos, but once you get beyond, so then there's nothing anymore blocking this area from the Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have the din of Rishus HaYachid Ola Adler Rekia. Mimela, it's going to be mutter letaltel from it to Rishus HaRabim. And using that, he explains, I'm not going to go into it now, but he explains the other Rashis too, the Rashi on Daf Pei and the Rashi on Daf Tzadi Tes, and he answers up Rabbi Akiva Eger's kashas. What, yeah?
Does that mean that on top of, let's say you had an Alma that was Yasrin Beis Asayim, like a tell, so
yeah.
It's not small out, so therefore it's definitely not
So he. So that is the shita of the Ramban, right?
I understand.
But he pines that that's not found in Rashi. What? Right, he goes to work to explain Rashi is not saying that. I understand. It's a beautiful...
Meaning, but... So, on top of this tell for Rashi, which is Yasrin Beis Asayim, so is that it was just the other?
A tell which is also a karpe.
Yes.
I assume that it would have a denim of carpet, but I don't know. That's
so
a good question.
So Rashi and the sugya and Selish of the Yam on Sanat Zayim, it's pretty clear that it has a denim versus the
other.
Okay, my Nafkamina.
Matsilu, we got the Kamukhan, we said that. that they opened the Rishon Zeraven, or that they opened the Karbos, is not Kavina winning the Torah. So it's true that the outside affects the inside. So why can't Rashi hold that the Selah Shevayom, Avada, it had the characteristics that would allow for it to stop its top to be Makom Tor, but if surrounded by a Karmelis, it goes back to Rishon Zeraven. So why should the especially the fat rash that the
oil is surrounded by obvious, and then it goes, then it stays a carpet. Why should the fact that it's surrounded by a caramelist make it more rishus yavid in the center?
Because the inu dome a rishus yavid and a mekom tor lamala. That's the rishus yachid and a mekom tor lamala. To a
what happens
carmelis.
If it's a caramelist on the bottom? Let's say it's a tail in the middle of a midbar.
Well, not a tail, but a carpet in the middle of a midbar.
Yes, a tail is a carpet in the middle of a midbar.
Then in a chalim, which is what Rashi talked about Tzadi Zayin, side of Zayin. That's exactly it. Rashi talked about a carpet in the middle of a yom. The exact same thing. There, it's going to go back to being Rosh Hashiach, like Rashi said. I mean, there's Makom Ptur that is a cloud above Rosh Hashiach, is Nitan to Haldara using two different Rishuyos that surround it. This on the outside is a karmis or Rishon Zeraven. This on the inside is a Rishon Zeraven. Rashi will tell you, when it opens up to Rishon Zeraven, Avada, Batol Karam Kan, it's a Makom Ptur. But when it's faced by a weaker force, by a Makom Ptur, then Rishon Zeraven, it's a Dar, it should be strong.
So you're saying that there's also now a Muslim of Rishon Zeraven of Avada Rahiya?
No, but there's a Rishon Zeraven which borders it. Here, again, just to point out, I don't have to go as far as what you're forcing me to say, because there the karmis is actually that which is next to the surface. Finally, it's not all about the kero. It's the toch etzer from there. So that I do believe. That I think is definitely intended to be said. That it's the facing force is would have been done. Again, you have it.
Should we cap this session for now and continue later time?
Sure.
So you have a date with Itamar and then done.
I think that I already talked this out. I don't quite understand this position.
Either way, they're just student hashes, no? Just put it in the student hashes.
So,
you also thought it was a student hash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's saying it's true.
I think that's what I would assume that. Close mind, you're inside mechitzos. You're inside mechitzos. I assume. Because it's either the chisaron is ola al rakia, which you only start requiring once you're asked the mechitzos. So basically, what we have, we see that there's three tiers really, in terms of how you look at the quality of a karpeth. We have a Rav Huna bar Chanina who seems to say that dira is a or you know nasas me'eleya, and one of those two or some combination of the two is a requirement deraisa, and without it, that's part of what defines Rosh Hashayachid, the new aspect of Rosh Hashayachid, which no one else holds up. It seems for Rashi, it's not that you can't have Rosh Hashayachid without it, but it's a different quality of Rosh Hashayachid. It's lacking the quality that at least leads to Rosh Hashayachid Olam Rakiya, and maybe some other things. Which we've seen before. We've seen the Rasha and the Ramban on Tzadi Tes in Shabbos, where Rosh Hashayachid Olam Kiyah is not taken for granted. There's different qualities of Rosh Hashayachid, and not everything which is Mukaf Mechitzos is necessarily going to have the entire spectrum of qualities of Rosh Hashayachid. And then for, let's say, everyone else, it seems that, you know these things of Dira, Nasus Me'elehen, they might be Ke'in Daraisa, we might have Rais of them in Daraisa that they exist, but in terms of Karpev, that's only going to be Dirabana. Just for a few Nafkaminas, which might be totally on the question of how much is a Karpev defined by lacking Dira, and how much is it defined by the requirement for like positive Mechitzos, which are Nasus Bidei Adam. I'm not positive about these, but just different ways of looking at some Machlokos. So the Trumas HaDeshen is quoted by the Ramah and Shin Luchas Beis Aleph. Shin Luchas Aleph. The Trumas HaDeshen is quoted by the Ramah that you have this issue. You have this big city surrounded by a wall, and it was Hukaf L'Sof Pasach. So now it's a Karpev, and you want to be master. The problem is that it's not easy to get zoning to knock down the wall of the city. So Shulman Session says, what can you do? You can put up the dirt, ramp up to the wall, and remove it, and suddenly that's Ke'en, So the Shulman Session asks on himself, he says, wait a minute, isn't that Mechitzos Hanasos Me'en Lehen? He says, no, it's not a problem, it's fine. Gemara in Chafei talks about Nivu HaMechitzos, he says, based on that Gemara, you see, it's not the pshat that Mechitzos Hanasos Me'en Lehen is a psol. The problem is just that you need to make sure the Dira is there in advance. Right? The Dira came before the Mechitza. In this case, where he's saying it's Me'en Lehen because you're not building Mechitza, it's just more like a Mimela, like a Grumma of sorts, that the Mechitza comes into existence. In this case, the Dira was there first, it's fine. I thought, perhaps, that for Rabbeinu Hunnison, that may not be true. For Rabbeinu Hunnison, it's not just a question of chronology. Is the deer there before the mechitzos? Is that the mechitzos have to be built? It has to be nasas bidei adam. In this case, the mechitzos, the original mechitzos, were not nasas bidei adam. They are ke'ein me'elan. Me'elan means rabbanan. And in that sense, you didn't do anything to them. You didn't touch the mechitzos. You didn't create anything new in the mechitzos, which would lead to them being defined as nasas bidei adam. I thought maybe the Shulman Session, for him, all that really matters is this a Rishus Hamukov with the year or not? Why is it important, whether the Mechitzos go up first or the Dira is there first? That's a separate issue. That's just because Chazal decided when they made the Gzeira, it's a Chisaron in the Mechitzos. So if the Mechitzos come into existence afterwards, then the Mechitzos are kosher. The Mechitzos kosher or they're puzzle? So if they were there first, they were puzzle, and you can't change that. If they came afterwards, then they're kosher. But according to the Rabbi Yonason, no, it's not just a matter of chronology of are they pasul, are they kosher. There's something positive to the asiyah itself that has to be l'shem dira. The Shaar Tzion points out that just because the Shulman Session brought a raya from there and the Ramah quoted the Shulman Session doesn't mean for sure you have to hold like this. They use this to answer Steen Ramahs. That he says that you don't have a raya from Nivul Mechitzos. You could have just said that Shulman Session's case is not Me'elan. That taka called Nasus Bidei Adam. A similar type of case is the Chazanish. The Chazanish is Mistapik in Pei Ches Chaf Vav. Chazanish is Mistapik. Amnam b'ikar din dir v'sar v'chatzer. Yesh l'estapik b'hikif shelo l'shem dira v'achar kach asa b'zolchan dira. The Gemara has this mustig that you need to have pasach l'sof hikif. Chazar says, maybe that's only true. The Gemara's cases are rechava and karpe. Maybe that's not true when it comes to a dir, a sar, and a chatzer. And from the context that, the next thing he quotes is that he quotes the Rashi and Rabbi Chananel about is a chater, is diras chater batal alidei zroim? Right, very important. Shail again, lemaisa, are zroim evatal dira even in a chater? And he associates, it seems to me, he's associating these two shailas. Again, is do you need pasach lo sof hukaf even by a dir sahar in chater? Or maybe it's only by a karpef? And his reasoning. So Diloma Tina Dehike Philosoph Pasach Lomahani Elabakaipe Furuchava. She'enan Iker Dira, Rakmichum Bayas Hapasuch Vasokhan. Right? A karpe for Rechava, when the Gemara says a karpe hamuka for dira, he's learning that it's a dira by association. A karpe is inherently not dira. By association, if there was a bias that was close to it and you were makif both of them, so by association the karpe can become considered muka for dira. So there it's very important that the bias comes first to define the area as muka for dira. Because otherwise, a karpev naturally will never be considered dira. But when it comes to a dir, sar, and chatzer, which are by definitionally mikomos of dira, so then lo ich paslan be mechitzos ondos me'elayhen shelo l'shem dira. The fact that they're omud me'elayhen doesn't bother us because they are inherently l'shem dira. Or alternatively, odoma dechol mechitzos shelo hetiru shuv ein matirin. Or maybe no, it's you always need the chronology of the mechitza has to be matir in advance, and if not, it's possible. It seems what he's assuming is that omdos me'elayin is not, again, it's not an inherent psul in a karpev. It's not the It's not the most essential part of Karpeif. The Iker is Dira. Is this a Malkum Dira or not? So if you have a place which is Malkum Dira, so it can't be Karpeif. And if the, and even on the tzad that you always need Pasach of Sufuka, that's only because, you know, the Mechitzos need to be Matir. If not Matir, then, you know, that's the way Chazal met Nigzera. Kol Mechitzos Soli Tiru Shuv in Matir. He has this again in Pei Tes Vav. He's Poshe that by a Chatzar, that by a Chatzar, certainly you don't need to have the Hekef after, you don't need to have the Tashmish Dira before the Hekef. And he says, Omnam Ludina Nira, Diyesh Chelek Bazeb in Kapef Lachatzar, Dehekef Lachatzar, Ve'achakach Bana, Vadei Mikra Hekef Ludira. You're right, you encircled the chatzar, and then you were bona the bias, let's say. Even though when it was just a chatzar, it's clearly not a makom dira. Mikom makom mikri hekif ladira. Came into ikar l'tashmish bias aso. That's what it's there for. Avol hekif l'karpef she'en habayis tzarech lo shehu la'otzer v'chayotzei baser. The karpef naturally is not for dira purposes. Ela shekol bias pasuach lo mikri hukaf ladira. It happens to be that when your karpef is open to a house, it functions as the backyard of sorts, so then we call it mukavadir. Again, it's dira by association. But zeh tzarech pasach l'safukaf. Pasach l'safukaf is coming to enhance the dira of a karpef. So I thought that, according to Rabbeinu Honosson, where it seems like the ikar zera was that we want to encourage, or we require, that the mechitzos be na'asos purposefully. Every mechitza, you can't get around it. If the mechitza was put up in a way that is dome me'elehen, then it's not going to be nechshav as a makom dir. It's not going to be nechshav as a shosayachid midrabanan.
You know, say what I was saying before. I don't know, really.
It's not tall.
It should be tall.
Because once the walls go up, so now the... Sorry, not once the walls go up. Once the dira appears...
The dira appears, so the walls slam bagi that mom by virtue of the kind
right.
of activity that goes in it, so it's there.
Now it's now the makom is mugdar, the same way. Right. I what I thought from the Rebbeinu was that this focus on asiyas mechitzos.
Could it?
Excuse
me,
yes.
How did you learn these
So I thought that Pinner Shul was a fantastic point that the
lashon of it. He said the guy be dira mamish and shem yuchad the dira. So dira mamish, you may be right. Dira mamish, when you hear dira mamish shem yuchad the dira, which a dira mamish is just a dira. It's nothing else but a dira. You can use it for other purposes. But over here he comes and says ain't shem yuchad the dira. He just said he's dira mamish. And you could hear it's a dear mama, but he uses it for other things.
Right.
We say so he could use the same lesson for both of them. But Malcolm dear mama, two Makaloes with Mr. Taylor, and 20 years we have to use. Now Bummit Babo, you have Ross of Dollar, chain of you could hear. But Machitos, Nami ain't of Ella Ida, good, I say. Katani Nami, Church, Amakud, by Ross of Dollar.
There's like a sliding scale. There's things which are like a house, which is the most essential dira, and then there's amud, which is useful in different ways, and then there's things which are not at all.
You make it much more specific. To me, it was
open. One last example where we might see this in you know, this question of is hukos of pasach, is that like an inherent definition of karpef, or is it just like a tnai? So there's a machlokas between, in general, I didn't really get into this, I don't plan on getting into it, but in general there's a question about, you know, definition of dira in karpef and in other sugyas, you know, mezuzah, mica, karpef, tchumin, and you know, are the requirements the same or different? So there's a Noda Behuda, was quoted by the Be'er Halacha, very beginning of Shimon Ches, about zoos. Is a zoo considered a Makom Hamukah Chatira? And the Noda Behuda in a... in the course of his discussion... in the course of his discussion... So he quotes, there's machlokas between two people about whether a zoo is considered mukaf and deer or not. The deer is behemos, does that count? And somebody wanted to bring a raya from mezuzah. Someone wanted to bring a raya from mezuzah. So the Noda Behuda responds, among other tainas, that you can't compare dira in mezuzah to dira in karpef. V'har raya im hukaf losov yasha b'shabes lo mikrim hukaf l'dira of mezuzah chayav. Right? Clear raya in mezuzah, we don't care what Seder Hadvarim was. In Shabbos, it makes a difference. So the Chassam Sofer, when he's you know, discussing a related issue, so he quotes this Noda Behuda. He says, "Masha dacha hagana mechaber de'in dimin mezuzah l'Shabbos she'ber Shabbos chilku ben yashav sof hukaf uvein hukaf tchila mezuzah lo chilek." Right? The Noda Behuda said, you can't bring rayas from mezuzah to Shabbos because in Shabbos we have a higher requirement, clearly, in some ways, from Yashav Osof Hukaf. Yesh lichos, dechiyasol. Deve Shabbos b'mechitza talyo, ma'in mezuzah mechitza. L'chein amru kol mechitza, shal hukaf l'adira, lo shma mechitza. U'mezuzah ma'alim yashma mechitza olo. So that's like a separate question of, you know, by Shabbos the focus is on creating the mechitzos, but in terms of defining what dira is, it's the same standard of dira with a separate requirement of, you know, the mechitza has to be the one which is kosher, which is called mukaf l'adira or not. In mezuzah, where we don't care about that, the standards of dira themselves are all the same. So perhaps the Noda Behuda's response would be no. Yashav Osof Hukaf is not a separate tenai, it's part of what defines dira. Just like the Chazon Ish was saying. Right? That the, thank you for coming. Just like the Chazon Ish was saying that in some places you can get around the requirement of hukaf sof pasach sof hukaf, because the deer there is so strong, right? So when you do need yashav sof hukaf, it's dafka to make up for a chisaron in dira. The requirements of dira and hukaf sof yashav and avoiding me'elayan are all interconnected. And the Chassam Sofer will tell you that no, it is an independent issue. Don't avoid me'elayhen. It's not defining the dira. It's not, you know, it's not because dira by association requires anything. It's just a separate issue with gabe mechitzos. Again, I think, like Rabbi Yohanan was saying, that there's something else other than dira. There's something else that we're trying to avoid. Dehainu the dimyon to Rosh Hasharabim, where the mechitzos are always me'elayhen.
Okay. So next week, Shahir, what do you give?